The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you. Trying to determine whether this is live or Memorex. Well, it's 8-8-2019. If you don't know where the date is where you're at, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to start this out because this is going to be... I've had enough, and here's what's going on, and doing all this without getting too excited. I know it's hard. When you sit and think the way this country and this government should be run versus the way it is, it's enough to drive a sane man crazy or a sober man drunk. One of the sayings that I've heard is, I don't know whether to give up the business of radio or just get drunk or, We've covered a lot of subjects in 27 years. This man... his name's Jerry Day, and I've heard of this guy before, and he is spot on, kind of coming from a different perspective, but still rock solid in his information and his presentation. I love where he does this. Unless this is CGI, I don't think that it is. He's actually taping this in a courtroom, an empty one at that. He introduces the, what he calls the internally displaced people. And his website is internallydisplacedpeople.org. And he's putting this out. This is a new resource to enable people to break the ties with the unconstitutional behavior, controls, penalties, compliance, enforcement, but what we mistake as being legitimate government. Well, I don't. Here's Mr. Day to explain how the corporation reaches out into every aspect of your life.
A lot of people are starting to question, where does government get the authority to infinitely raise taxes and expand their own authority in apparent violation of constitutional limitations? We have a right to own property, yet property is taxed. We have a right to travel, but they tell us we must be licensed to drive our cars whether or not we have caused any damage by driving a car. There's obviously some kind of major disconnect between the rights and freedoms that are legally provided to us in the Constitution and the controls and costs that government arbitrarily imposes upon us. The Constitution is violated every day by the wording in many statutes and codes, and by the actions of the state. And the state is no longer concerned with correcting these problems, or even admitting that they exist. You may have noticed that what called...
Well, that was a short presentation. Let me see. Oh, it's so much fun, folks, when computers have a mind of their own. Who's afraid of AI? At the very least, it's going to be highly entertaining. All right, well, let's see if we can pick this up exactly where we left off. No, I didn't think so. All right.
A lot of people... due to that coercion.
There we go.
The same is true if the full terms of the contract are not disclosed to you, which they rarely are. This business of getting you to sign something is nothing more than a devious and deceitful scam to get you to waive your rights and become a slave in one way or another to a corporate entity posing as government. After we sign these civic contracts, government begins to treat us as though we are slaves to their every desire, and they're very careful to never tell us how they did that. Was there ever a time when you signed a government form and wished you didn't have to do it? That means you were coerced. Actually, you didn't have to sign it. You may never be required to imprint your signature without your full consent. You may never be penalized or denied any right or service that is otherwise owed to you by refusing to sign anything. Your signature represents your full voluntary agreement with the terms of the contract. When you sign something, you are regarded legally as the author of that contract. If you don't want to sign something, or you don't understand it, you should never provide your signature. And you should never permit anyone to threaten you in any way for refusing to sign. It is important to remember that slavery does not always require force. Anytime you agree to become a slave, you can become a slave. The word slavery does not have to be in the contract. If you give up your property, rights, and freedoms or status, you are entering slavery in one form or another. If you sign something where you agree to comply or be controlled in any way, you are entering slavery voluntarily. And to get out, you must revoke that contract. Most civic programs nowadays depend on our ignorance of their illegitimate status as they demand that we sign up for their artificial force, command, and control. The proof of the illegitimacy of what calls itself government is that they need to acquire our signature on various instruments before they have any right to act against us in any way. We have to invite them to put us into their slavery. Our signature is our invitation. Constitutionally, we are all free sovereigns who may not be diverted in any way from our harmless travels, business, and pursuit of happiness. Obviously, the Constitution is no longer being observed by the people who swear to uphold it. They inflict mandatory taxes and compliance on us as if it were the natural way of things, as if we were slaves and they were masters. If we want to be free again, we must learn to not sign contracts with civic agencies, and we must revoke the contracts we already have signed. If you must sign it, it's not a constitutional or legitimate government function. It is a corporate contract luring you into servitude and contribution to the state, as if the state can simply reach out and take from you whatever of yours it decides it needs. Our government was designed and created to be a harmless and incidental maintainer of civic infrastructure and a defender of our borders from attackers. Our government has reinvented itself as a tyrannical meddler and thief, touching absolutely every tiny corner of our lives with damage and nuisance that is strictly prohibited in our supreme law, the Constitution. Every one of us has signed something enabling them to do that. Men and women are not automatically subject to the made-up, quasi-governmental corporate jurisdictions that suffocate us today. To become obligated or controlled, we must first enter those jurisdictions by signing contracts, such as driver's licenses, tax forms, business licenses, marriage licenses, various permits, certifications, applications, many other contractual instruments, which civic agencies must have in their files before they can arbitrarily act against you as they constantly now do. Of course, when we sign those instruments, we're generally not told of all the obligations presumed against us under those contracts and all the rights we are presumed to forfeit when we sign those contracts with the corporate entities who are posing as governments. Again, when the government is conducting legitimate activity, your signature is not required. The single piece of evidence that government is trying to expand its authorities and privileges is when they are asking you for your signature. Because of the lack of disclosure, the presumed terms of those contracts. There is question whether they're valid at all. If any deception or coercion is committed in the securement of a contract, that contract is not valid or legally enforceable. Yet enforce it they do, because after all, you signed something, and therefore you must agree. If you sign a form to get a driver's license, you are promising to obey all the vehicle codes. But what happens when they change those codes? You've not agreed to the changes. Government no longer has your willing consent to compliance. So what do? They tell you that you must renew your license or registration periodically. That's proof of what I'm saying. There's certainly no need for renewal of legitimate government authority. By applying for or renewing a driver's license, you are declaring that you need one. You are declaring yourself to be subject to whatever terms may have been invented by the DMV corporate subculture. Having a driver's license does not mean you are a safe and qualified driver. It means you have declared yourself to be subject to DMV rules and corporate authority posing as government. It means that you agree to pay fees, fines, and charges when the DMV or the courts want you to pay. You agree to walk into a jail cell when they want you to do that. The Constitution does not allow government to charge you for traveling. You must sign away that right to be subject to those charges. The license, applications, and renewals are your personal declaration that you need to be licensed to drive. Your agreement that you must have a special piece of identification in your pocket or purse. It is your signature, not the Constitution, that declares you are willing to be a servant to those who want to seize your right to travel. You may believe that licensing every single driver in society makes the roads safer. That's debatable. But even if it is true, there are many ways to make roads safer without taxing and controlling every single driver, the good ones along with the bad. It's the bad drivers that we should be concerned with, not taking away the rights and taxing all the drivers when it violates their right to travel. Most agencies representing themselves as government can strangely be found in the private corporation listings on Dun and Bradstreet, and they are not acting in the public interest at all. They are private, for-profit corporations, and they are not constitutionally authorized governments or government agencies. They are treasonous imposters claiming rights against your earnings, savings, property, and freedom. That corporate imposter government includes our court system, our federal agencies, state and local governments, even law enforcement agencies and officers. Wherever you find unconstitutional enforcements, those are not legitimate governments or authorized civic agencies. Our constitutional government has been gradually, silently, and fraudulently replaced by a corporate matrix of predatory, for-profit institutions which prey on the public for profit and power and which claim unlimited authority without explaining where that authority possibly could have come from. The website internallydisplacedpeople.org is a public service to help people remove themselves from the questionable jurisdictions and obligations that they did not intend to enter, and often were not even told they were entering, and had no legal obligation to enter, since most of those contracts are licensing activities that you and I have a right to do anyway, such as travel on the roads that we paid for and own property that we paid for. As we have seen by the ill-conceived and failed endless drug war, which has imprisoned millions of people who had no victim, and by official highway piracy under the euphemism of civil asset forfeiture, which steals billions of dollars a year from people who are charged with no crime and who receive no due process, not to mention thousands of police shootings where officers have faced no prosecution, much less any serious investigation, more and more of us are being subject to these gross injustices by this system and by some ignorant police who feel entitled to threaten and commit violence and force against us as they accomplish nothing but profiteering for their employers. Internally displaced people.org was created to help all people who would like to find resources and solutions to help enable them to avoid and revoke the fraudulent civic contracts they have been convinced to sign, and to join the rapidly growing community of people who are discovering and applying our legal remedies and holding officials accountable for their violations and atrocities against us, and who have conveniently forgotten their oaths of office to uphold the Constitution. That website explains how they help recover and protect our rights, freedoms, and our assets by positioning us outside the fictional corporate jurisdictions that are used to control us, to seize our assets and wealth, and even imprison us for harmless behavior. To do that, as the website explains, we must take some steps to revoke the fraudulent civic contracts that we have been told we must sign. This website is a vital civic resource for people to understand the law and reach their full potential as civic participants and as free men and women while maintaining a social order determined by us, not by money-hungry corporate tyrants, and not by a vast army of badly corrupted and misinformed law enforcement officers. Without question, we face a battle. Our corrupt officials and highly paid bureaucrats will certainly oppose constitutional restoration. Whether a person makes a living honestly or not, they always want to go on making a living. That is why we who love freedom and justice must rely on each other to find a way forward. The following short video segments are introductions by Jackie Figg to some of the decontracting issues and solutions that are addressed at their website, internallydisplacedpeople.org. I highly recommend you visit the website and look into the solutions and networking opportunities that you will find there.
So the idea of the internallydisplacedpeople.org website is to provide people a space where they can learn how to cancel contracts that they have with the state. You can go to the internallydisplacedpeople.org, where you will find the navigation bar on the left, and you'll be able to click on the navigation bar and go to a page that will help you with cancel a particular contract. If you provide services that you think will be helpful for people who are looking to get out of the system, then please contact us at info@internallydisplacedpeople.org, and we would like to place a link of the services that you provide on our website to help people unplug from the system. Canceling voter registration is an important element of getting out of the system. If you think that you may be registered to vote somewhere, you can generally go onto the Secretary of State's website and you can check to see if you are registered to vote. If you are, you will need to cancel that voter registration. There will be some letters and communications that you can use on the internallydisplacedpeople.org website that will help you unplug from the system. I know for some people that's going to be kind of a difficult and different concept. You think that your vote actually counts, but what you're actually doing is giving your power to Washington, D.C., and those people do not do anything for any of us. Since when did your vote ever count? Employment and business professionals have a whole different set of problems. There are two elements that we need to look at, and one is the business district, which is zoned, a zoned area for businesses, and is considered territory that's been ceded to the United States of America and operating under the Commerce Clause. The other element is licensing and registration. If you look at the top of your certification, it will say state of whatever, and you'll see that that's the way they claim their territory. On internallydisplacedpeople.org website, we will be researching and looking at various elements to help you step out of that side of the system by providing information on forming associations, trusts, and other business entities that you can use and remove yourself from that side of the system. If you are someone that provides services that would help people to exit out of the business and employment section,
yeah, when sound stops, we got dead air. Turn microphone up. Thank you. All right. The rest of that is just a plug for you to go to their website and take a look at what they're doing. Yeah, folks. It's illegal unless you have permission under the new democracy. Bill of Rights, well, they don't know exactly what that is.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. Now, the FBI has been actively involved, and I do mean actively involved, with trying to shut down people that espouse these crazy theories, much like you just heard on that recording from Jerry Day, that in fact our government has been flipped. Statutes, regulations, new rules, you know, that takes precedent over your rights under the Constitution. And as I said, the FBI has been very active in this, and I have told this story, and I will remind people again. We caught him a couple, 3 years ago. I think it's been about 3 years, hasn't it, Mike? Where the FBI put out about the sovereign citizen, the alerts to all the chiefs of police and sheriff's offices across the country. Oh, this is dastardly. The FBI is here to help you guys. And how are they trying to help them? By telling them sovereign citizens would much rather kill them than talk to them. That was the bottom line. Now, all this deplatforming, do you think this is over politics? No. When you have collusion to the point that all of your social meeting places, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and the like, they're all doing the same thing. These right-wing extremists, And not even in a political sense, just making the declaration of who and what we are and what has gone wrong. That gets you deplatformed. That gets you taken down. That gets you shadowed. That gets you, well, any number of things that little whiz-bangies can do with their fancy computers. But folks, we're the most dangerous people in this country right now because we know what this country is supposed to be about. Paul Craig Roberts writes that the FBI has published a document that concludes that conspiracy theories can motivate believers to commit crimes. And what we're talking about is the criminality of the federal government itself. You see, that makes us anti-government. That makes us a danger. That sovereign citizen movement. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's have cops of America start shooting people because they're sovereign citizens. You see where this is going and how dangerous it's getting. He says that considering the growing acceptance of preemptive arrests, that is, arresting somebody before they can commit a crime, that they are suspected of planning to commit, challenging official explanations, such as those offered for the assassination of John F. Kennedy, for example, or Robert Kennedy, or Martin Luther King, or the official explanation of 9/11, can now result in monitoring by authorities with a view to finding a reason for preemptive arrest. Should I reread that again, or are you people absorbing what I'm telling you? Presidents George W. Bush and Obama created the police state precedents of suspension of habeas corpus in the assassination of citizens on suspicion alone without due process. So you see, folks, let me stop and digress here for a second. You know, these writ laws, why the hell do we need, this bothersome court procedure thing? You know, why do we need that? We've already declared if we can declare you to be a terrorist, you ain't get any rights. We can deep six you, ship you overseas, no lawyers, no family contacts. You are disappeared. Does that sound like an honest government to you? If Americans can preemptively be detained indefinitely and preemptively assassinated, Americans can expect to be preemptively imprisoned for crimes that they didn't commit. As Lawrence Stratton and I explained in our book, Historic Achievement for Forging Law into a Shield of the People is being reversed in our time as law is being reforged into a weapon in the hands of the government. The FBI document says that conspiracy theories are usually at odds with official or prevailing explanations of events. Really? Oh, gosh, that... God, forgive me, folks. This JFK conspiracy. You know, the Robert F. Kennedy conspiracy. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea I was running such afoul of the temper of the U.S. government. My goodness, I must make amends. Just did. That's by the way, that's my Archie Bunker imitation. At any rate, the FBI document says the conspiracy theories are usually at odds with the official prevailing explanation of events. Note the use of official and prevailing. Official explanations are explanations provided by governments. Prevailing explanations are the explanations that media repeats. Example of the official and prevailing explanations are Saddam Hussein's weapon of mass destruction, for instance, Assad's use of chemical weapons, Iranian nukes, Russian invasion of the Ukraine, and the official explanation of the U.S. government for the destruction of Libya. If a person doubts official explanations such as these, that person is a conspiracy theorist. Forget the fact that you're based in facts. It goes counter to what the propaganda we're putting out. So you're in error. Wow. More on this subject when we got back. I'm loaded for bear today, folks. Even the Rush Limbaugh, the political hack, gets it right. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Official and prevailing explanations do not have to be consistent with the facts. It's enough that they are official and prevailing. Whether or not they are true is irrelevant. Therefore, a person who stands up for the truth can be labeled a conspiracy theorist, monitored, and perhaps preemptively arrested. Consider 9/11. No forensic investigation of 9/11 was ever officially conducted. Instead, the destruction of the buildings was blamed on Osama bin Laden, and scenarios and situations were created to support the allegation, not to find the truth. Architects, engineers, and scientists, pilots, and first responders on site cannot reconcile the official prevailing explanation with the facts. The scientific and testimonial evidence that they have produced is dismissed as, guess what? You guessed it right, a conspiracy theory. Now, if those experts who stand on the evidence, who are defined as conspiracy theorists, not those who created the story of Osama bin Laden's 9/11 conspiracy, consider Russiagate. Here we have an alleged conspiracy between Trump and Russia that was the official prevailing explanation. Yet, to believe in the Russiagate conspiracy did not make one a conspiracy theorist, as this conspiracy was the official prevailing explanation. But to doubt the Russiagate conspiracy did make one a conspiracy theorist. What the FBI report does, intentionally, is to define a conspiracist as a person who doubts official explanations. In other words, it is a way of preventing any accountability of government. Whatever the government says, no matter how obvious a lie, will have to be accepted as fact or will be put on a list to be monitored for preemptive arrest. In effect, the FBI's document reduces the First Amendment, that is, free speech, folks, the bedrock of this republic. See, in a democracy, you got to get permission to speak in the proper places, of course, and you got to have the proper permits. Any speech is a conspiratorial belief that can lead to the commission of a crime. Now, every American should be greatly concerned that the government in Washington does not see this FBI document as an open invitation to tyranny, repute it, and demand its recall. They're just not going to do it, folks. By the way, Paul Craig Roberts has been around the block a few times. He's even run in the circles of those in Washington, D.C. He's a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal. That's when they were kind of a newspaper. And he's been reporting on these shocking cases and the prosecutorial abuse for decades. Now, folks, I mean, it's so bad now even Rush Limbaugh is getting it. Let's find Mr. Limbaugh. You know, I will give the devil his due if the devil is right. Well, he chimed in on the red flag gun confiscation. Conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh came out against red flag gun confiscation orders. He did this a couple of days ago. And he's a little bit pissed. Well, of course, several Republicans, such as Lindsey Graham and Dan Crenshaw. And of course, Lindsey Graham is the antithesis to a constitutional government if I ever saw one. This little cretin, if he could bomb and kill all the brown people in the Middle East, don't think for a second he wouldn't do it. Even Trump has declared that he's willing to sign this proposal into law. However, Rush isn't having any of it. Every once in a while, this political hack gets it right. That's why I'm giving the devil his due today. He described red flag laws as a law which allow law enforcement to identify a deranged individual before he goes out and shoots. In other words, you could apprehend somebody before they do it if they exhibit red flag type behavior, like if they're mentally ill or if they've attended a Trump rally, or who knows what it could be, end quote. He then proclaimed that red flag laws are a pipeline to gun control. He views this scheme as a way for the left to incrementally get what they want, which is law-abiding gun owners, their firearms. Who could oppose that, see? Limbaugh says, who could oppose the mentally ill not getting guns? If it takes a red flag law to do it, then we got to support it. And if you don't agree with this, it just means you're too big of a, well, whatever. You're just not flexible enough. That's what people will say. Now, it's a Democrat idea, which is the first disqualifier for me. It means it sucks from the get-go. But I'm not going to be flexible here. I think it's their way of incrementally getting what they want, which is your gun or guns. And for Rush here, kowtowing to anti-gun pressure will not satisfy the relentless left. He goes on to say, but I know what they're trying to do in the White House. They're trying to remove the issue. They're trying to take the issue away from the Democrats by agreeing to what they're proposing. Not necessarily making it happen. Just agree to it in words. You take the issue away, that's the strategy. But the Democrats are not going to compromise with Trump on anything, especially now, a year and a half or less prior to the elections. Now, the radio host sees a much bigger picture in these debates. When commenting on the radical factions of left, he observed that they want your guns. They want everybody's guns. They're just like the communists. They want your guns. They want full confiscation, and there's no majority for that in this country. I just heard this reported the other day on none other than Fox News. Let somebody go unchallenged. One of the talking head shows, forgive me, it eludes me as to which liar that's well paid for, well, doing just that. Misconstruing the facts or not reporting them or not doing honest journalism. By conceding this ground to the left, they will become even more emboldened and demand more concessions further down the line. That will bring them closer to their ultimate goal, civilian disarmament. Red flag laws are already present in 15 states and now appears to be at the top of the legislative agenda in the U.S. Congress. In that one, at least Limbaugh nails it in his analysis. Like I said, when they get it right, I'll report on it. And in this case, he is exactly right. So, you see, folks, unless you have their permission, unless you see, they're in the business of converting rights into privilege. Now, that's what the 1976 redo of our Constitution, thank you Rockefeller Foundation for that, spent 10 years and millions of dollars to do it, to create the new state's Constitution. And in that, when I first read it, I go, wait a minute, what the hell is this? Because it looks eerily similar to our Constitution, except for one thing. This is the corporatized version of our form of government. And in that new state's Constitution, oh, you have rights. But all these rights are granted to you by the state. Ooh. Of which you know what happens then, they're revocable upon notice. People don't seem to get that this government is a corporation, and they run it as a corporation. They've got their little boards. They've got their chairmans. They've got their vote. They've got their lawyers. They've got their language. And they keep sliding this stuff into quote-unquote law. And it really isn't law if it's against the intent of the Constitution. Now, there is one remedy, folks, and I know you've heard this before. But you see, I see no groups in any states. They're worried about the Fed and what they're doing, but I don't see them organizing. They'd much rather sit around and bitch and complain about it rather than organizing in their states and exercising that little thing. Oh, what the heck is it? It's one of those doggone amendments. Oh, that's right. It's the 10th Amendment. The intent of the Constitution, folks, is that we have law in this country, but it's based on freedom, liberty, your right to contract with whoever you please, not being mandated by the government to contract with them or one of their entities. No. You were free and unencumbered. You could sign away your rights if you wanted to, but who would ever want to do that? So you see, they need your signature on everything. Once they gain your signature, then they can say, oh, see, he's signing up for benefit here. We have him. Oh, and you know, you get a bunch of benefits. You get so-so security. You get the government, oh, that's right, with the IRS in tow to confiscate your house or raid your business at gunpoint, which they do on a regular basis? Does this tell you the mindset of even the IRS? That they go to private businesses, busting in doors, yelling orders with loaded guns, cocked, locked, and ready to rock. Does this sound like a government that you would recognize? I don't. I'm still in fascination that most people are going, wait a minute here. Without knowing squat and chinola from anything, you would think that it would raise a little bit of alarm to watch one of your neighboring businesses get rolled up on by the paz-catted individuals looking rather gnarly and barking out obscenities and throwing stuff around people. And if you move the wrong way or we misconstrue a situation, you just might get shot. What do you mean you want to put on your underwear? Get out of that shower. No, you don't get a towel. Might be hiding a gun. This is the attitude, folks. And we're the recipients of it. This illegal, unconstitutional construct they called the Internal Revenue Service. For God's sakes. And the only thing that was done, that was written up by the same people that wrote up the Federal Reserve. Why? Because they wanted to monetize themselves and to make sure the Federal Reserve got their payments. Hello. It's been going on for how many years? Well over 100 years. And here we sit. Now we're watching the government getting involved in many other things. Oh, and now you're going to get a healthy dose. Oh, you got the Democrats out there. They want to tax it. We need to do all this stuff. We need to get away from, gosh, these fossil fuels. And we got to do that in 10 years. And what? Without ever considering. Oh, they know it, but they don't consider it. They don't answer it. Excuse me, we're going to get off fossil fuels in 10 years. So you're going to throw out coal, oil, gas? What else are you going to throw out here? All the relatively, and I say relatively inexpensive compared to their, well, their new way of doing business, the green way. Just like Obamacare cost you a lot more money, so is their new energy deals. There, you are going to get spanked and spanked good. But you see, that doesn't have anything to do with you because they're the government, they're the corporations, and they're making decisions for you. And after all, you voted for them to do that, didn't you? Well, didn't you? You didn't notice that the Constitution was flipped? You didn't notice that it doesn't matter who the hell you vote for, nothing really ever changes? You didn't notice that? That just by the passage of time, maybe one of these corrupt laws, as they like to call them, would just up and disintegrate and blow away in the wind? Nope. Nothing ever changes. Economically, we're in the worst position we have ever been in our entire history of this country. And just watch what Congress does. Oh, well, we got budgets we got to do. Budget ceilings? Forget that. We'll just kick that can down the road. How about down the 410 freeway for miles in California? Take your pick. They're not even responsible enough to take a look at the bottom lines going, wait a minute, this is how much cash we got and this is how much we're supposed to spend. Well, okay, well, just raise the debt ceiling limit and let's just keep borrowing. Folks, this is where the international bankers wanted us for years. And in 2024, for the first time, the interest on this debt is going to exceed the government's ability to take the money in to at least equal or match it by a few short years, 4 to 5 years, folks. And that's being generous. Now we can still cook up reasons to be in the Middle East. Can't leave them brown people alone. Oh, and by the way, Venezuela. There's a lot of complaining about Trump because, well, he just did another round in China. Oh, well, we're not going to buy any of your agricultural products. Not that they were buying that much that we produced anyhow, because they don't like genetically modified stuff, but that's never going to be part of the story. But you know what? Maybe we can sell it to those dumb Venezuelans. Or maybe, the people of Iran or Syria. Now, there's a couple of new trading outlets you can go after. Since China doesn't want to play patty cake with us anymore, and quite frankly, this little nightmare should have never been created, and it should have been ended a long time ago. Just picture it this way, folks. China is just a gigantic vacuum, and imagine the dollar bills just being sucked up into the hose and put in a bag. Their bag, of course, not ours. That's what's happening. So what did they do the other day? Well, they manipulated their currency again. They dropped the value of the currency. Boom, just like that. In the meantime, we're over here in this great debate in this country. Well, should the bankers leave the interest rates the way they are, or should they let them rise? How about we don't have the bankers? And people that are making money, they can be my investor. We can strike up a deal. I want to borrow X number of dollars for X number of years, and that's the amount of money it's going to cost me? Okay, done deal. No interest, folks, just fees that are more reasonable, not compounded, not designed to drive you into the poorhouse.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? School, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
I guess John Birch failed to use leftist hate speech. By Mr. Spike, we'll call him. He said, "My friends, I'm not a user of Facebook, but I do understand the intimidation, terrorism that Facebook uses to silence those who disagree with Facebook's decidedly dangerous leftist attitude. The dogma and policy, what do you expect? When you get an overthrow of a government here in the United States, you got to expect things like this. Why is everybody surprised? Essentially, ideas that do not meet Facebook's standard are quarantined in Facebook jail. The New American Magazine, which has as its motto that freedom shall not perish, is a publication of John Birch Society and is always worth the time to read. I personally read millions of words and never found any hate in it except as reported by the hateful actions of the leftist. From the link below, quoting, the John Birch Society had a post censored and monetization of its videos suspended by Facebook last week for allegedly the violation of hate speech. The standards of the organization encouraged its social media followers to obtain a copy of the New Americans magazine Immigration Invasion Edition. Additionally, in addition, the Facebook team notified JPS that its ad breaks have been placed on a 30-day restriction. Now, ad breaks are advertisements that publishers can choose to activate on videos over 10 minutes in order to make money from their content. And folks, you've noticed that on YouTube, have you not? Now, you cannot. It's very rare that you get through a YouTube video more than 10 minutes in length without getting zapped with 3 or 4 commercials, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. They're now learning, and see, they used to. They used to give you an option. Now, they'd still interrupt your video, but they give you like a 5-second countdown if it's a 15 or 30 second or maybe even more, like say a 1-minute ad. Then, oh, you can skip 4, 3, 2, 1 and hit the skip button, then you go back to your video. And you have to do that 3 or 4 times if the video's at any length whatsoever. But the corporations are in there. All the fine corporations are writing the YouTube, you're providing the content, and they're providing the commercials. Isn't that nice? Oh, but some of you out there, we don't like what you're saying, so, well, we'll get rid of you. See, that makes our corporate sponsors so much happier. I see. Okay, I get it now. With ad and other monetization methods on hold, JBS will lose revenue stream for a month, and Facebook warned that restriction will be extended to 3 months if the John Birch Society has another community standards violations within 90 days. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. And now think of it this way. Some little computer geek that knows nothing about the real world has his own little ideas fed to him of how the world should be. And of course, he has his little list of words and ideas and content that's really hateful. They just hate the truth. Liars always hate the truth, folks. Ergo, we have to do away with the message because look how hurtful it is. Well, if you're a ne'er-do-well, a murderer, somebody that goes on in your wife or husband or, you know, some such thing like that, and the truth comes to light, is that hateful? Let me see. Boy, what a moral question to ponder during the top of the hour break, and it's going to take me about 12 seconds for that one. All right. We'll open up the phone lines into the next hour, 800-313-9443. Got a lot of stuff to go through here, and we will continue right after this.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.